From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Adjectives used to describe former Governor John Huntsman's presidential announcement earlier this week range from civil to boring and even fact-free. At any rate, the once very popular Utah politician is now up to his neck in media interviews, publicity stops, and of course traveling. And the only Utah reporter traveling with the Huntsman campaign now is Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Naples, Florida. Hey there, Thomas.
How are you?
Doing well. Hope you're doing well, too.
Just melting a little bit here.
Okay, very good.
It's a bit hot.
So, Thomas, tell me about the Huntsman Press Corps experience. How's it been?
Well, 5 states in 3 days, so it's been an adventure, that's for sure. I woke up this morning and had to remember where the heck I was, but it's been an interesting experience. There's a huge horde of reporters who followed Huntsman around on his trip from New Jersey to a quick stop over New Hampshire for a town hall speech, and then it kind of dwindled a little bit to a few less reporters after that. But he's been storming around the East Coast here and meeting everywhere he goes. There's cameras waiting and reporters wanted to ask questions. It's been an interesting experience.
And they're feeding you all right and not sticking you in any closets, I hope?
No, nothing like that, actually. It's been quite nice. Charter jets. I don't want to fly commercial again.
So, Thomas, have you gotten the chance to interact directly with Huntsman or any of his children, perhaps?
Yeah, actually, it's been quite a great experience for that. I mean, I've chatted with Huntsman several times this week and hung out with the kids while waiting for flights or for buses and things like that. They're all really excited. As you can imagine, when you're running for president, it's quite an exhilarating experience and something they've never been through before. It's not like running for governor of Utah by any means. You have a lot more things going on and a lot more people to talk to, and it's almost overwhelming. But Huntsman seems to be holding up quite well. I can't imagine the time he's putting in all these things and when he's actually getting to bed at any point, but he's working very hard.
And you actually got to ask Huntsman about an ongoing political battle here in Utah between Senator Orrin Hatch and Congressman Chaffetz. What do you have to say?
Yeah, he actually walked back to plane yesterday to ask me about the situation because he wasn't sure where it stood. He wanted to see if it jumped in yet, and I'd inform him that no, that's not the case, that Chaffetz is still weighing whether to run against Senator Hatch. But his only comment was that he likes both of them and respects both of them. He's not going to weigh into the political battle.
Now, Thomas, Huntsman was actually supposed to be in Utah Friday at the same time as Mitt Romney, but I understand he's postponed the trip. Why is that?
Yes, he's coming on Tuesday for a fundraiser and probably some kind of rally or some kind of public thing as well. The governor, I guess, travel logistics kind of didn't allow him to make Utah tomorrow. They say it had nothing to do, his aide said it had nothing to do with Mitt Romney being there. In fact, his chief strategist told me he'd rather be there when Mitt Romney's there. But it's going to have to wait till Tuesday when Huntsman arrives and Romney will be long gone.
So as we reported earlier this week, the Utah Democratic Party is taking on Huntsman's campaign, despite his popularity in the state, calling him a flip-flopper on things like cap and trade, the stimulus package, and even President Obama's health care law. How is the Huntsman campaign responding to this?
You know, they're pushing back quite a bit. They don't like the label by any means of a flip-flopper. Huntsman at every stop is talking about how people should look at his record. And his explanation of those things that he hasn't changed positions on cap and trade, for example. He says that he was backing a regional market and he thought of a national plan at one point, but he doesn't believe it's the right time in an economic depression or economic downturn like right now to pursue something like that. On healthcare, his point is that, you know, yes, he did consider an individual mandate, but at the end, and in the end, he ultimately rejected it, and that's not part of the Utah plan. That's how he's answering questions here, and he's getting a lot of those from reporters everywhere he stops.
And I notice his campaign even has a whole separate website devoted to what they're calling the reality room. What's this about?
Yeah, this is essentially a lot of campaigns do this. Presidential campaigns do it. It's kind of their war room, their rapid response. They want to be able to respond to stories and questions that are floating out there, and any kind of attacks they're getting from Democrats or other Republican candidates. It's essentially their goal to hit back as quickly as possible or disseminate information. I talked to one of his press aides who told me that's where they're putting all their documents, all the information out there. You know, any transcripts they have, those kind of things. So it's one central location people can go to.
As I mentioned earlier, the adjective boring has been tossed around in connection with Huntsman's name, particularly from his speech earlier this week. Think there will be any efforts while he's on this tour to counteract the boring label?
You know, I don't know what exactly they're going to do on that part. I did hear, you know, on the press plane to New Hampshire after the speech, there were, you know, some of the reporters were talking about how kind of underwhelmed they were by the governor's debut speech and how he's run for president. But he's done quite a few media events since then in South Carolina and in Florida, where we're at right now. And he's meeting with the smaller groups, it seems. And in smaller settings like that, he seems to be more comfortable. And he's definitely making a different, and introducing himself differently than he did in New Jersey when he announced for president.
And finally, Thomas, you could do all of us here in Utah a big favor by letting everybody in the press corps know that John in John Huntsman is spelled J-O-N.
I'm still asking. The campaign won't give me a press tag that actually spelled it J-O-H-N, but I'm still hoping to grab one before the end of the trip.
Because that's how initially it was spelled at his event, right?
Yeah, actually, they handed out press passes. I didn't get one before they took them all back that spelled it J-O-H-N instead of J-O-N. One of those little gaffes that happens along the way when you run a presidential campaign, I guess. Everyone has a few snafus, and that just happened to be one. I'm pretty sure they're not going to misspell his name again.
All right, we've been joined by Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He's in Naples, Florida with the Huntsman campaign. Hey, Thomas, have fun, and don't die of heat stroke, please.
Sounds good. I'll try not to. Thanks, Jeff.